Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. 1 hour left in the show as we prepare for a wild card weekend. And what a weekend it's going to be in the NFL. And to get us ready for it, I know some of you guys will be putting money on these games. We got our man Lamar Mitchell, the MGM Grand Race and Sportsbook Director out there in Las Vegas. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour to get us ready. And then Rob and I will make our picks with the pigskin pickoff at the end of the show. But let's tonight, obviously no football games going on, but there's basketball. And this is a big night for the Ball family. LeVar Ball, two of his sons, we know, you know, a few months ago, he made history when he had two sons get drafted in the top three of the NBA draft. What an accomplishment and a feat that is. And tonight, Rob, those two sons, Lonzo Ball, point guard for the New Orleans Hornets, drafted second by the Lakers a few years ago, and LaMelo Ball, backup, coming off the bench for the Charlotte Hornets, but he was their big draft, number three pick by Michael Jordan and the Charlotte Hornets, and they're playing tonight. Right now, New Orleans, which has the better team? They're getting the best of Charlotte. New Orleans at 4-4 is winning 64-55. Charlotte's 3-5. They're early in the third quarter. But right now, Rob, LaMelo is having the better game statistically. Lonzo's got 5 points, 2 assists, and LaMelo has 7 points, 4 assists.
Nothing to write home about. We're in the third quarter.
Well, and LaMelo's coming off the bench. LaMelo has only played 13 minutes.
Lonzo, of course, starts. What is Lonzo averaging now, Chris? Do you have it?
Lonzo is averaging 13.5 points, 4.5 assists, which is, I believe, a career low, and 4.5 rebounds.
I was going to say, that's a small number right there. That's nothing.
He's not even leading
all
the team.
With all those playmakers, Chris?
Well, Brandon Ingram is the team leader in assists at 5.5 per game.
Wow.
So the ball's not in Lonzo's hands as much. And, look, Lonzo, if you ask me which one of these two is the better player 4 years from now, I would say LaMelo. I think LaMelo has shown that he could be a star. It's not to the point where you know he's going to be a star yet. It's not like,
so
oh,
it's more
this
about
dude is
potential.
Definitely the truth.
You're just saying
it's
that his
potential.
Upside is bigger than his brother Lonzo, because we've seen Lonzo, Chris, now for what, 4 years? What is this?
Yeah.
Year four?
This is his fourth year, I believe. Yep, fourth year.
And I'll tell you, maybe it was Chris because of where he was drafted. Maybe it was because his dad was too loud. Maybe it was because Magic Johnson pumped him up like P.T. Barnum, like it was a circus. Come see the fat lady. Whatever it was, Chris, I think that he suffers from that. Do you know what I mean? Like the buildup.
You mean
he's
the
a nice player.
Perception, right.
But he ain't going to be a star in this league, Chris. He's not.
It doesn't look like it. And first of all, you're right. It's bothersome. Disconcerting that he's only averaging 4.5 assists.
That's ridiculous with the players on that team.
Yeah, we know he's not going to score. So if you're only giving me 4.5 assists, I mean, if Jason Kidd averaged 13 points, he was going to give you 9 assists as well.
I was going to say, he should be getting 9 assists with Zion and Ingram, right? No?
Yep. And he's shooting 32%, almost 33% from three. And it's a different NBA. And Magic Johnson wasn't a great shooter. Jason Kidd wasn't a great shooter. Obviously, at the end of his career, he became a good three-point shooter, but he couldn't shoot when he entered the league. But Guess what? It was different back then. Today's NBA, and I say this about Ben Simmons, it's hard if I got a point guard that can't shoot.
I totally agree. That's why I keep saying, if I'm getting rid of anybody, it's Ben Simmons in this man's NBA. I'm serious. But
yeah,
I
Ben is good. But, yeah, I mean, I'm talking about trying to win championships. It's going to be tough with that. He won't even take them.
But the Lonzo flame out, I don't know. Maybe people see something else, and maybe, Chris, a couple more years, he gets a little more aggressive. But if you're not aggressive at this point,
He has gotten more aggressive. I'll give him that. Still. He's shooting it more. He's definitely more aggressive. But even at UCLA, and I liked this about him, he gets rid of the ball fast, which may be one reason his assists aren't as high, although they've been higher in previous years. But, you know, when I was coming up, I mean, you were taught to move the ball. And as a point guard, you get the ball in the outlet. You're looking up court, and if somebody's ahead of you that can do something with it, you kick it up to him. And he does that, which I like, because most point guards want to dribble, dribble, dribble all the time. But at this level, especially with the high pick and roll that's huge in NBA today, you do need to be able to handle it and make moves off the dribble, which is not a big strength of his game. Now, LaMelo, on the other hand, does have that route. LaMelo, I had one scout. Now, this is a bit of an overstatement, but one scout, I don't know if I read it or somebody told me. I can't remember. But they said that this guy is as creative as with the, like, one of the most creative guys with the ball they've seen since Pistol Pete. Now, that's going to sound ridiculous, but LaMelo is flashy, man. He's fun to watch. His passes are flamboyant and, you know, and somehow he's shooting better than Lonzo. He's shooting 35% almost from three, which for him is good because that was the knock on him. He couldn't shoot coming into the league.
Yeah, I talked to a NBA, a Basketball Hall of Famer, and basically he told me that LaMelo obviously has talent and has something,
right. But
they still got to see more because of his path to the NBA, Chris, his competition that he played against, all the AAU basketball,
absolutely,
which was chuck it from anywhere you want. and no one's going to say anything to you. And now you got to get this guy to learn how to play winning. You talk about it all the time, Chris, winning basketball.
Right.
There's difference between just playing basketball and getting yours and winning basketball. And until they get that kind of figured out with him, Chris, I don't know. We're not sure what we got. That's what.
Right.
That's,
I mean, that was the question. That was one of the big questions. Was that before the draft or recently? You were talking.
This was after. This was right when he started and had the goose egg on the opener. This was right after that. I wanted to call somebody, you know, who I have some belief in, and they know the game and all that.
Because going into the draft, that was one of the big questions about him. Was he hadn't really played a lot of serious basketball,
right?
You know, in Lithuania or Australia, I'm sorry, they were exhibition games, essentially. Lithuania was very similar to that.
And the talent level, you know what I mean? It just isn't up there.
And like you said, the AAU, even when he played high school, I mean, they were cherry picking left and right.
It was ridiculous. I told you, I went to a game in L.A., and a playoff game they had, they lost. And him and the second brother.
LiAngelo.
LiAngelo were on the team, Chris, won the team the game that I was watching. And boy, they were just chucking, cherry picking, three quarter shot. Like, take the ball, right? Get the ball inbounds, take two dribbles, and then chuck up like a 50 foot shot. Was like, I couldn't believe what I was watching. They lost that game because they didn't shoot well.
Rob, that's why I've been a bit surprised at how well he has played. Because he's played well. Look. His numbers are better than Lonzo's already. Lonzo's averaging 13.5 points. LaMelo's averaging 12. LaMelo averages, and he's playing fewer minutes than Lonzo. LaMelo's averaging 5 rebounds to Lonzo's 4.5. LaMelo's averaging 5 assists to Lonzo's 4.5. LaMelo's shooting better from the free throw line. There's the same from the field, 40%, both of them. And then from three, LaMelo's 34%, Lonzo's 33%. So, and remember, he's coming off the bench. And that's, I do like that he is coming off the bench. Like, I didn't want Charlotte to just hand him the keys. They got Terry Rozier, who's better than LaMelo at this point.
Right.
They got Devontae Graham, who had a great season last year, 18 points, I think 5 or 6
But you know,
assists,
normally when you draft a player that high, though, you're expecting big
things.
And I get it.
And that's why I like that they're making him earn his minutes. You know, they're not just giving – and they're a bad team, to your point. But you would think they might just throw him out there, start him, play him 35 minutes a night, you know what I mean, and let him just – do whatever he wants, and that's not happening, which I think is good for him because I think maybe he could learn, as we said, to kind of play some serious basketball.
I'm curious as to what people think, what they've seen so far, how far Lonzo's star has dimmed. Not that he can't be a decent player.
He's a legitimate NBA player, starter.
I'm not saying that, right.
But when you look at remember who was in that draft? De'Aaron Fox.
Yep.
De'Aaron Fox is playing like an all-star.
And De'Aaron Fox, who killed him in college, remember?
Yep.
Right?
And we've said it, if his dad, LeVar, was a normal dad where you didn't know who he was, he didn't say anything, I think the Lakers would have been more apt to take De'Aaron than Lonzo. Because like you said, De'Aaron had killed him in college.
I thought was it a tournament game? What was it? It was a high profile game.
One time Lonzo didn't play or something. They played twice, I think, in the season, if I'm not mistaken. Lonzo sat out one of the games. But yeah, I mean, De'Aaron looks like the better player for sure at this point. But Lonzo's solid. But like you said, his dad's mouth helped him get drafted second by the Lakers.
And then
it also hurt him in that it put a target on his back from fans, the media, and other players.
And then Magic did worse. He doubled down.
Yeah.
Oh,
Magic.
Your jersey's going to be in the rafters next to mine. I mean, Chris, you remember it?
That was just shot. The best point guard ever. You said this dude's going to break your records, you know? So, look, Lonzo, I think, wants to play in peace. He is on a good team. But let's see if they can start winning. But I think he could be a part of, you know, if they build something special in New Orleans, I think he could be a part of it. But again, It's disconcerting that he's only at 4.5 assists. I'm sorry. That's not a good look. So,
Let's throw out the number 877-99 on Fox.
877-996-6369. Which ball brother, and LiAngelo's not in the question, between LaMelo and Lonzo, which ball brother do you think will have the better career? LaMelo or Lonzo? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It is the Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday, and we are too hot to trot. That's right. Too hot to trot. Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. And look, folks, business today, it moves faster than ever. And if you're slow to adapt, well, you're going to get left behind. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Actually, I do know what to tell you. If you're still running on things like QuickBooks, well, make a change. It's time to hit the gas and accelerate. Move to NetSuite. Let NetSuite show you how it benefits your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/odd. netsuite.com/odd. Your turn to weigh in 877-99 on Fox. Which ball, brother, LaMelo or Alonzo, will have the better NBA career? Your turn to weigh in.
Andre in Massachusetts, you're first up on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Andre?
What's going on, guys? Happy Friday. Thanks for taking the call. I favor Lonzo over LaMelo based off the fact that Philly's a better defender and a better rebounder. But at the end of the day, I think it's going to be immaterial because the clear plan that I'm seeing from the Ball brothers is to play together. I think Lonzo signing with Clutch Sports, opting not to sign his extension to wait until free agency, I think that he is going to push to try to get paired up with his brother, have them play on the same team, and I think that's when you'll see the best of both Ball brothers.
Andre, look, you my man, but stop it.
Stop.
Lonzo, he ain't got that kind of juice. He ain't LeBron James.
Right.
Really? He better take what he can get.
He better hold on to what he's got, Chris.
Stop it. Demand it where he's going to go. Please. I mean, look, he's a legitimate NBA player and starter. But to think Lonzo is going to be determining him and his brother going to play together, no.
And they're going to force their other brother in the league, Chris, right?
Right,
the team
right.
And say,
why don't we just take the whole narrative, right? Hook, line, and sinker.
I mean, come
and
on
And now they don't even need to play together. They're both
it's
point
ridiculous.
Guards.
Right. What are they doing?
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous. Andre, you're better than that, man. Come on.
George in Gainesville, Florida. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, George?
Hey, guys, man, I am a huge fan of you guys. You know, I'm just here driving around with my official shirt from the Odd Couple. Just
wow.
Want to point that out. Hey,
thank you. Hey,
sure
George,
you
we appreciate yeah. you. Yes, yeah. Thank
make,
you.
Make sure you guys get yours from getrob.com.
Yeah, my man. My man, George. You know it.
And since we're talking about this, dude, I really believe it's LaMelo Ball is going to have a better career. Book it. That's the same thing I said about Lonzo 3 years ago. I said he's going to one day average a triple-double, and God forbid he proved me wrong.
Well, look,
oh my
I did
God.
Think he'd be like Jason Kidd. And
I thought he was going to be a Jason Kidd, too. But, man, he's kind of a bootleg Jason Kidd right now.
Jason Kidd.
Dude, he's like 6'6". I thought he'd be averaging good rebounds and assists. After you told me, Chris, he's averaging 4 assists, I was like, oh, man, dude, he's not living up to second round. And his little brother is already right next to him, like, averaging pretty much the same. Like, dude, this is his first year, and you're
right.
on your fourth year?
And he's
year?
Not playing
Lonzo.
The same first number year, of minutes. He's not
he's
playing
coming
as
off
many
the
minutes.
Bench. It's his first 8 games. I mean, right. Forget about first year. I'm with you, George. We appreciate your support. Thanks for the call. And you know, when people said that he's Jason Kidd, don't forget, Jason Kidd, Chris, shared the Rookie of the Year with
right.
Grant Hill. Like,
right.
like, let's not get crazy.
Yep.
He shared
yep.
the
you
Rookie
knew
of the Year.
Going,
Grant
yep.
Hill coming out of college was a star, right?
Yep. Grant Hill was one of those guys it was you looked at to take the mantle eventually from Jordan, you know, when Jordan retired.
He was.
And he would have probably.
Got hurt.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
My uncle's from another mother, man. Hey, yo, I love Andre, too, but he needs to make a few more of those little bootleg calls to the other show and get his game right, man, because that was a terrible take. Look, the only thing that Lonzo should be thinking about right now is owning a couple laundromats because he's looking like the washed king right now.
Wow.
Man. Four assists? Are you kidding me? He's setting the bar so low, I think LaMelo's going to pass him up halfway through the year. There's no way you could look at Lonzo Ball as a real NBA player. Like y'all showed my boy De'Aaron Fox, man. He's really doing it out here, man. That game translated from college to the NBA.
Right.
Lonzo
Wasn't
still
it,
looks
what,
like he's
hey,
taking
Sean,
the ball out of his pocket.
Sean, was that a tournament game? What game did he kill Lonzo, just a regular season
I think
game.
It was a regular season game, and then
it was
Lonzo
a regular,
didn't
the,
play.
Okay.
Yeah, the,
right?
the tournament game was a hell of a game, though. If y'all remember, they were going back and forth that entire game. Lonzo did show up that game.
Okay.
But, you know, UCLA ended up getting bounced anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Same story every year.
I just got confused
Look,
on
Lonzo
which
is a legitimate NBA player. He'll have a long career, but I wouldn't be shocked. If he doesn't improve, it's possible that, you know, 4 years from now, he's coming off the bench. You know, good player, part rotation player, but he gotta give me more, man.
Yeah, that,
score,
that
assist, one or the other.
Thanks, Sean. Hey, Billy in Florida, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Billy?
What's up, fellas? Thanks so much for having me. I hope you're doing well.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Everything's great, my man.
Awesome, awesome. So this is an easy one. You know, I'm going to go with LaMelo here. And when we look at his first season so far through the first eight, and we look at Lonzo's, LaMelo's averaging almost 12, 5, and 5, right? And Lonzo at the time, he averages first season what? It was like 10, 7, and 7. But the thing is, we obviously see the fact that LaMelo's not only playing 10 minutes less than Lonzo did in his rookie year and playing much better. Look at the roster. I mean, LaMelo's right. Playing with guys like Terry Rozier and Devontae Graham and P.J. Washington, who, you know, Terry's their best shooter, but Terry's also his own shot creator. And LaMelo's out there making freaking Bismack Biyombo look good in the paint by feeding him passes. And Lonzo Ball can't even get over 4 assists a game playing with Steven Adams and Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson. So, I mean, it's clear to show you that LaMelo's making the most of what he's got with the less roster, which means he is the more talented brother and he is the more skilled brother. And I'm just going to have to say LaMelo here.
Good take.
And Billy,
and remember,
right.
Rob, LeVar, the dad, has always said that LaMelo's going to be the best one. He would say the youngest going to be the best one.
And I can see that too, because you play against your older brothers, learn, you're tougher.
Serena was better than Venus, right?
Right, because that's usually what happens. You know, you're playing up against some really good competition. They push you around. You get a little tougher a little bit.
Right. You can even watch and learn from their mistakes, their successes, the whole nine yards. And I think, too, a lot of people might look at it like it's tough on the older brother if the young – I think as you grow older, like me and my brother were incredibly competitive. We're less a year apart. But, you know, as you get older, even then we pulled for each other. But if we got older and we were both in the pros and he was better, at that point, I would have been pulling for him. You know what I mean? Like, I would have been fine with it for my brother. As long as I'm still in the NBA or whatever, you know, I'd have been cool with it. So I think Lonzo would be fine with it.
Pass you a couple of ducats, some dollars, right?
Yes.
That would be nice.
That.
That's right. All right, Jonathan in Indiana, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Squeeze in one last call. What you got, Jonathan?
That's actually Joseph.
Oh, Joseph. Okay. I got you.
What's up, Joseph?
I was wondering if this was you. All right, go ahead, Joseph.
I heard Indiana. I thought that too.
Yeah, I think Lonzo's going to have the better career because he's playing. He has Zion Williamson to pass the ball to. It could be like Karl Malone and John Stockton. They're not as good, but like similar to that route.
He got a long way to go to become John Stockton.
I know. I was going to say.
You're right that he's got Zion. And that's why I thought he'd really have an uptick in assists. Right? I mean, Zion's giving you several assists a game. So,
yeah,
4.5, that's a little disappointing. So, all right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joseph. Thank you. We got our man Lamar Mitchell coming up next from the MGM Grand, the Racing
and
Sports Book
I'm
Director.
I'm on my way.
You sound like Fred Sanford.
I'm on my way.
This the big one, Elizabeth. This the big
I'm on my way to
All right,
Vegas.
But first, Steve DeSager with West Trending. Steve.
That did sound like Fred Sanford, actually.
Right?
Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you. And I'm bringing a big dummy with me.
Right.
About 10 minutes to go at New Orleans. It's Pelicans 96-86 over Charlotte. Rookie off the bench. Rookie LaMelo Ball with 12 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. Starter for the Pelicans, Lonzo Ball, 1 of 5 from 3-point range. He has 5 points, 3 assists, and 2 turnovers. They've started overtime, the Phoenix at Detroit game. Pistons trying to steal this one. They're 1-7 this season. They're up early in the OT, 95-93 over Phoenix. Celtics lead is 99-90 over the Wizards with under 9 minutes to go. The Pelicans, I mentioned, are up 10. It's now the Thunder up 11 at New York, 86-75 under 5 minutes to go. Houston's lead is 83-49 over the Magic with under 4 minutes left in the third quarter. I didn't mention, by the way, as the Wizards might lose again, that would put them at 2-7. Bradley Beal does have 37 points tonight. Coming up in, top of the hour, it's the Lakers hosting Chicago. Anthony Davis out with an adductor strain. Looks like the Nets are going to lose again to fall to 5-5. Kyrie Irving out again tonight due to personal reasons. Kevin Durant still out because of health protocols. Nets are losing at Memphis 72-58 in the third quarter of play. Comeback win on FS1 for Purdue. It won 55-54 at 23rd-ranked Michigan State, despite being down 15 at the half. The two unanimous all-pro choices in the NFL, Rams defensive tackle Aaron Donald and Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, as voted on by the 50-member media panel. The Dallas Cowboys fired defensive coordinator Mike Nolan. The Ravens listed seven players as questionable for Sunday, including defensive backs Marlon Humphrey due to a bad shoulder and Jimmy Smith, bad shoulder and ribs. Three playoff games Saturday, three Sunday to start off the first weekend of NFL postseason. Michigan gate coach Jim Harbaugh, a four-year extension, and Boise State's new head coach will reportedly be Andy Avalos, Oregon defensive coordinator. Hall of Fame manager Tommy Lasorda died. He was 93. Lasorda was in the Dodger organization for over 70 years, including 20 years as manager until 1996. One other Tommy remembrance for the show. He was excellent at holding court. That is, chatting in a small group and joking and telling stories. One night, I was in the Dodger press box cafeteria, where Rob gets his free food, and Tommy stops by our table to chat because Chris Myers was there in our group. Keep in mind, saliva flew when Tommy really got going.
Yes.
You would not want to be in front of him in the era of COVID.
You don't want your food there. We just have to deal with a couple of guys. I know.
I'm at the end of the table that night, so he's standing right over the shoulder, and man, oh, I need a rain slicker. If Tommy had an American Indian name, it would not have been Dances with Wolves. It would have been Spits When He Talks or something like that. He did not notice. He did not care. Thank you. Try the veal.
And you did not take enough bite of your food.
No, I was done eating, fortunately.
Hey, Chris, I'm going to say this real quick. You remember Sam Goldapper?
Yes, yes.
The late great.
Yes. I heard a Times big story. Yeah, with him about that.
Yeah, we ate a pancake breakfast, and half of his pancakes were on my plate.
But Tommy had the stories to match. Not only being the captain of the lively conversation, so to lose another LA sports icon. I mean, it's odd. And in the last 12 months, Tommy and Kobe. Fortunately, Vin Scully still with us at the age of 93. I know Vin's wife just passed away. But who are the two current champions in those sports? Lakers and Dodgers, and Tommy was there in Texas to see the Dodgers finally clinch another title in October, their first since his team won it all.
He wanted to see that.
In 88, yeah, absolutely, he was saying that. He will be missed.
All right, well, thank you, Steve. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. All right, hit it. Y'all know what time it is. When you hear this music, just picture him walking down the street in Las Vegas.
Big wearing his Odd Couple pullover.
Yes, Odd Couple flip-flops, pullover, hat, the whole 9 yards, and the crowd is splitting like the Red Sea. Lamar Mitchell, MGM Grand Race and Sportsbook Director. Welcome to the Odd Couple, brother.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you. I like the buildup. I love it.
I'm getting jealous of you and Rob hanging out all the time. I mean, I've been wanting to get to Vegas for so long, but you know,
I know, Chris, you gotta get the hall pass.
I'm gonna say, Chris, is you know, the MGM Grand, the rooms are beautiful, everything's right there for you, man. I love it. It's so convenient, so easy, and always, my man. Lamar always takes care of me, man. I appreciate that. Seriously.
Looking forward
to
seeing you.
Coming to celebrate my
Rob.
Birthday with you guys. It's going to be awesome.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
All right, Lamar, let's get to it, man. Obviously, this is wild card weekend. Let's start with the Browns. You know, I know it's jumped from what, like 3.5 to about 6-point favorites for the Steelers when, you know, Stefanski, the coach, and all these guys are sitting out. Do you even expect it? I mean, the sharps, are they even expecting it to be that close? I would imagine a lot of sharp money on the Steelers.
Actually, we have most of the money. It's about 3-1 tickets on the Steelers and about 3-1 money on the Steelers. Nobody's really expecting the Browns to do anything. I'm not saying they aren't going to, but the way the money's coming in, it's all Steelers, all Steelers.
Yeah, I just can't see anybody really making a bet. It just the odds, everything stacked up against them. You know what I mean? Like that, that's really like just a shot in the dark. All right, here's the game that I think will be closer, and I'm going to take Washington plus the 8 points against Tampa Bay, only because Washington does the stuff that disrupts Tom Brady. They get to the quarterback from the interior. They got the pass
rushers.
You mean
only because you're hater number
no,
two?
No, I really believe that. I really believe that.
I'm trying to throw some
strategy. Where's the money? Is all the money on the Bucs?
Believe it or not, it's split pretty evenly across the board. It's unbelievable. But the money, they bet the over on this game, and the ticket count is 4-1 in favor of Rob's favorite quarterback, TB12.
Yeah, there's a lot of minions. They just can't help it.
They could be playing the Washington Generals, and Rob would be saying it's going to be
close.
Hey,
the Generals have won a game once or twice, right?
Okay. That's Herschel, right.
I think an interesting one is the Rams at the Seahawks.
I want to bet the Seahawks, right? -3.5. But they've been struggling, right?
Yeah. Well, the Seahawks on a win streak, but they haven't, you know, looked as impressive lately. But what? Tell us about this one.
Well, that's interesting you bring up that one, because the Sharps took the Rams at -120 heavy. They laid into that figure. So it's come, you know, the money's been bouncing around, but the Sharps are all on the Rams plus the three. You know, we're hearing more that Goff is going to play, and the public is, you know, the ticket count is a little bit over 2-1 in favor of the Seahawks. But yeah, the Sharps laid into that +3, -120 on the Rams.
The Bills, I love -6.5, that they'll win by a touchdown at home. I know the Colts didn't look good in their last game, and, you know, they struggled down the end. But the Bills have been putting up so many points, put up 56 points in their last game. But they got a couple of injuries. Where is the money going here? Is it heavy,
Bills? It's not even close. All Bills Mafia, yeah, all day. I mean, it's about 10-1 money. Indifference.
Wow.
Tickets are about 4-1. We expect everybody to tease the Bills and tease the Saints. Those are going to be our biggest games that they're going to tease this weekend, we believe.
6.5. Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm.
But the Sharps.
That's a touchdown. Right.
But on this game, the Sharps have taken the number at -6. They've laid it, and they've taken +6.5. So they're bouncing around just trying to get the right number. But basically, this is all Bills, all Bills.
Well, the Ravens are 3.5-point favorites at Tennessee. So obviously people think Lamar's going to get his first playoff victory. Why is that?
This one also, it's ticket counts a little bit over 2-1 in favor of the Ravens. Everyone believes what you just said. Lamar's going to get his first playoff win. The Sharps did take the Titans at +3.5, but the money from the Joes is all on the Ravens, from the Joes.
I like the Ravens in this game too. The way that they've played, maybe not some of the stiffest competition, but they blew out the weak teams that they were supposed to. So I like that a lot. And I don't know. I mean, you know, the Saints have a really good defense most of the time. Bears have been scoring points until they got steamrolled by Green Bay in a must-win game. 10 points is a lot in a playoff game. Are people all heavy Saints?
You better believe it. This is definitely the Joes versus Pros game right here. We got a big six-figure bet on the Saints.
Wow.
Everybody's on the Saints. The Pros did take the Bears plus the points, but basically this is all money, all on the Saints. We're going to see. This is definitely our biggest Joes versus Pros game. And like I said, teasers will be – everyone's going to tease those Saints down to get a better number for them. So we expect to see a lot of that.
Ohio State, let's go to the college championship on Monday. They obviously surprised a lot of people with the way they handled Clemson. Where are the Sharps at on what's the action like on this game Monday night? Do people give them a chance to beat Alabama?
You know, it's funny because when we put the number up, we opened it up and it went almost immediately to 8, and it's been pretty steady right there. So they laid the 7.5, and we've been at 8 ever since. So the money's been pretty even, given the not then that the Buckeyes are going to win or lose, but the actual number, everyone's betting the favorite, everyone's betting the dog. Both sides are evenly bet. Even the ticket count is even on this game. So it should be interesting to see what happens if the Buccaneers, or excuse me, the Buckeyes can come through.
All right. That's our man, Lamar Mitchell. Rob Parker will be hanging out with him in a few hours.
That's right.
I got a flight. I got the champagne ready, Rob. I got the champagne ready.
My man, you know, I'm going to tie one on this weekend. You hear me?
All right.
Hey, keep him honest, Lamar. Don't let him embarrass himself.
Right?
All right.
Don't have me in handcuffs, right? I'll be in handcuffs this weekend.
All right. Thanks, brother.
Thanks, guys. See
you. All right. It's the Pigskin Pickoff. Rob and I are going to get you ready for the weekend. In the next segment, we'll give you our picks for NFL Wild Card Weekend. Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Uh-huh.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a funky Flashback Friday, as well as another week.
Boy.
It's good to be back, Rob. This is my first week back, man, after, you know, the 2 week vacation around the holidays. And definitely good to be back. Great time to come back, too, obviously, with the playoffs and NBA in full swing and all that. So, a lot of fun. 100%. Fun week.
Yep. As soon as we get everybody back, we'll be in full effect, but it has been a good return.
Yes, Iowa Sam has done his thing. I was just telling him that. And Lee was great. Of course, DeSager and all the update guys. So, good week for the iCouple. All right, let's get to it. The NFL Pigskin Pickoff.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is going to make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
All right, it's the return of Chris to the Pigskin Pickoff, and we have a wild card edition of the Pigskin Pickoff this week, you guys. Instead of five games, we're going to get all six. Are you ready for this?
Let's do it.
All right, we're going to start with tomorrow's games. Of course, we got three on Saturday, three on Sunday, and we're going to start with the first game of the weekend with the Colts at the Bills, and the Bills are favored by a whole -6.5. Chris, what do you got?
You know what? I like the Bills to win, but I know they ran roughshod over Miami last weekend, but that's Miami. Indy's defense obviously is legit. I think Indy. I'm like Indy in this. I like Buffalo to win, but Indy to cover. They're down 6.5, so I got Indy to cover. Buffalo to win.
I got Buffalo to win by 2 touchdowns. They are a high-powered offense. We saw the Colts give up to Pittsburgh that have been struggling big time. Their defense in a big game in the second half. I'm not buying into them. I think this is an easy win. If you got a couple extra shekels, you might want to jump on this.
Last time he told you that, you would have went broke.
Be quiet. They got money for me when I get to Vegas. I can't wait to cash my tickets.
Did I do that?
All right, fellas. Up next in the NFC, we have the Rams heading up to Seattle, where the Seahawks are favored -3.5. Rob, where are you going?
I'm going with Seattle. I know they haven't been the same team. This is unbelievable. When you consider, Chris, where they started and the firepower, right? Weren't they 5 or 6-0? They were great.
Russell was going to be the MVP.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's not even in the conversation. No. He's still not getting an MVP vote, right, Chris? Remember we talked about
that? He won't be top five.
Nah, not at all. But I'm going with Seattle. I'm going to just give them the win, being at home. I'm going to go with Seattle. The Rams are too unpredictable.
I'm with Rob on this one. Obviously, Seattle just beat the L.A. a few weeks ago. I trust Russell a lot. I know the Rams' defense is all that, but I trust Russ a lot more than whoever's going to be a quarterback for the Rams. I mean, it's Goff. Goff's not even a definite yet, right? So he'll probably play, but I got more faith in Russell to pull this out. 3.5, it could be. Hey, look, there's a part of me that thinks maybe they'll win a close one where it's a field goal or something. But I'm going to go with Seattle to cover and win.
All right, guys, last game here on Saturday. We have Tom Brady and the Buccaneers heading up to Washington to play the Washington football team. Buccaneers on the road, favored -8. Chris, where are you going?
Yeah, look, obviously Tampa Bay is going to win. I think even Rob Parker is going to pick them to win the game.
I said that. They're going to win the game, right?
Yeah, I think initially, maybe the first 2 quarters or a quarter and a half, it'll be like, okay, Washington giving them some trouble. Okay, they held them 3 and out. Wow, some punts. But I think eventually Tampa Bay will pull away and win by a couple touchdowns, something like that. So I got Tampa Bay covering as well.
I'll take the 8 points, Lee. And my reasoning is Tom Brady will have a pick or two or lose the football because they get to him. And that's why how Washington will be able to score some points because they don't have much of an offense, but their defense will set them up.
Lee, ask him if he's putting shekels on him.
You putting shekels on that, Rob?
I don't know about that one.
All right, fellas, on to Sunday where we are going to see a rematch of last year's playoff game between the Ravens and the Titans. This time it's at the Titans, not the Ravens. Ravens are favored on the road here, -3.5. Rob, where are you heading on this one?
I'm going with the Ravens. I'm going to make it quick. I think the time has come. They bounced back this year. They were outside the playoffs, Chris, looking in, you remember? And ever since then, they won that big game in Cleveland, scored 45 points. They came back. So I like the Ravens in this game.
I like the Ravens to win and exact that revenge from last year. However, I like Tennessee to cover. It's 3.5, right?
That's right.
I think Ravens win by about 3. So I got the Tennessee and the points.
In the NFC, we have the Saints hosting the 7th seed Bears. Saints favored here, minus 10. Chris, what do you got?
I'm going with New Orleans. I know they haven't looked as great, you know, since Drew's been back. And the Bears have, you know, been able to win some games with Trubisky. But I think New Orleans is going to put it on them.
I'm going to take the Bears plus 10. I think New Orleans.
And that's your team.
No, I know. But wow. I think I need to see from Drew Brees. I just have to, Chris. He's a question mark to me. After this game, I'll be able to see more and feel better. But he just hasn't been that good. So I'm going to say the Bears lose. But they only lose by 7 or 8. They're not going to lose by 10, more than 10.
All right.
All right, fellas, last one of the weekend here. Browns at the Steelers, minus 6. Rematch of last week. Steelers at home favored minus 6. Chris?
It's going to be a tough one for me because I'm going to be pulling for my hometown.
Look at
Cleveland
you.
Brown. I'm
just saying. He ain't from Cleveland. He's such a phony.
What? I finished high school in Cleveland.
All right, go ahead.
I got the Steelers, though. I got the Steelers with the points.
I got the Steelers. Matter of fact, you know how many shekels? I'm packing an extra bag filled with shekels
like
to bet on
something.
The Steelers.
Everybody in America's betting on Steelers, please.
But I'm taking extra
shekels.
Are you
going out on a limb?
I'm just saying. I'm all in on this.
All right, man. Hey, happy birthday. Have fun in Vegas.
Thank you.
Don't do nothing too crazy. You know, we expect to see you back here Monday, yes. Sober-minded. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.